This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who would have thunk it 2.5 months ago? Boy, Curry, Steph was dying on the vine. He's begging for another Hall of Famer. And voila, he gets one.
It's funny because, dude, this thing was a disaster. So our guy Caleb, you're right. This is, Evan, can you crack the mic? And you do. But I understand the Niners getting McCaffrey, but they already had been to a Super Bowl and were Billy Badass, and they needed him. This was different. This looked like an 11th seed that was going the wrong way.
Well, to be fair, I think the Niners were 3-4 or 3-5 when they traded for McCaffrey. And they didn't lose until Brock Purdy broke his elbow in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, boy.
No, but my point is their identity. They were bad. Sure. The Warriors are coming off a season that didn't culminate in a berth in the playoffs. And then they were 11th seed. We were like, is it over? People were saying, trade Steph so he could go win somewhere else. And he comes out with that haircut and French tape.
Tell you what, before you're saying it's one of the greatest trades in history, why don't just let him win a playoff game? One game. Just how about that? Can we wait till they win one playoff game?
That's imminent, right? You know that.
I can taste it.
See,
and you know what? This is what bothers me sometimes. Not about
being happy.
No. We talked about how important this game was, and it was a very important, big win. But we still know what's ahead, and you're not allowing for the fact that I got two tough ones.
Oh, no, stop, Stoney.
No.
I totally am allowing for that. But
It doesn't sound like it if you're saying it's the greatest trade in history.
Got emotional calling about Curry. Let's enjoy to last night.
Right. So why are you jumping ahead to saying it's a championship? We're going to win a title. We like where we're at right now.
No, somebody asked
Stop
something.
Right there. Just stop right there.
Mm-hmm. I am Captain Appropriate Fear. Tomorrow's huge, man. It is. TNT.
You know what? I took a cheap shot at Fitz, so I'm going to come back and say, see, this is where he gets it. This is the biggest game of the year until Thursday.
Until Friday. Right. And go ahead. What's the next one after that?
Sunday.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Don't sleep on the four after that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Goo, can we get to the bottom of why Steiny's in such a good mood, you think?
Oh, this is good. This is going to take me by surprise.
It's really like this is all. I've had some Steiny questions, but this one has really stumped me.
You guys are
in cahoots.
For the Golden State
Warriors.
You're
in cahoots. Yep. Let me try to figure it out.
There was one more game that was played the Warriors and the Grizzlies.
Come on, Steiny, you know it.
Was it a full moon last night, Steiny?
Oh, you know what? Let that be a lesson to you. I didn't even know what you were talking about.
The wolves were howling.
And you got a pep in your step.
That's because, you know what?
Had they lost that game, we would have had cranky Steiny.
Let me tell you something. I walked up, by the way.
Thank God for Russ.
That's what I thought. Tomorrow's awesome.
So I'll bring in my partner, Susan. I'm watching the Warriors last night in the first quarter in my man cave. And you know, she brings my dinner down. And she looks at the TV and it shows Curry. And the first thing she said,
give it to me.
Oh, he's been out in the sun golfing.
Wow.
He's got that farmer's tan.
I can't believe
it. And I was like, what? She's like, oh yeah, he's been golfing. And I'm like,
so she noticed it. Yeah.
And then sure enough, Curry after the game says he played two rounds.
Man.
So that was one thing. And then let me know. Let me tell you
and
the other
thing. And the haircut was the other.
So then the Warriors win the game. I go upstairs and she goes, how'd it go? I said, it was a great game. The Warriors won. And I am so happy for myself and the station.
Man. Mm-hmm. Team player.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Oh, I mean, he's got to believe he thinks it's the best trade. Forget Babe Ruth from the Red Sox. Antonio, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man. If they win, you know, it'll go down as the best Bay Area trade. But right now, it's kind of, you know, on a McCaffrey level with the 49ers. But
see, that's, I didn't even think
this good with it.
I like that, Antonio. Yeah. Not too much hyperbole, but a good solid analysis.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But yeah, as far as like right now, you know, I wouldn't mind facing the Lakers. I wouldn't mind facing somebody else. But if we do, we already beat LeBrick James in, what, three finals in his prime? And we already beat Luke in the conference finals. So it's like those ball-dominant guys, you know, they can't guard us, man. I'm ready for them if necessary, just like we are tomorrow. As far as Steph goes, greatest point guard of all time. Man, that guy's special to watch. We are lucky to have him in the Bay. You know? And when I'm at Warriors games, I love when people say, hey, man, you look like Steph. Well, aren't you supposed to be in the game? So that makes me happy too, man. Double wise.
Evan kind of looked. So, yeah, he does look like Steph. Yeah.
He does, actually.
Yeah.
He does.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Thank you, guys. But, yeah, we're going to beat the Lakers tomorrow by at least 20. Yes, sir.
Now, the one thing, thanks, Antonio, for the call. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
I'm not there yet.
I will say this, though, Antonio, and just a reminder in case you don't know, Luka and LeBron are now on the same team. They're on the same team.
Yeah.
So,
888-957-9570
is the number. And Warriors with just a terrific win last night. You know what? Sometimes you watch the post-game show and you're like, cool. Mullen's saying everything I was thinking. That was a high-level game.
All of them. Yeah, it was.
He was talking about right off the bat. He's like, look, that was a high-level game, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm looking at when I put it. Oh, here you go.
What time?
When did Looney make the three?
I want to say third quarter.
Yeah, that's in the third quarter. I said, my notes, what a game. Just a terrific game. That is some serious basketball being played at a high level. That was midway. Yeah, that was a little. Oh, and then midway through the third, I wrote, I don't trust Aldama.
Well, you don't have to.
No, I don't.
Because we're here in Golden State.
I don't have to trust.
Get off my guy.
I don't have to trust.
He ain't been the same since Bang.
Salty Aldama.
Man.
The one three he made, Kevin brought it up. The one three he made, he lost track of the shot clock.
It went in, though. How do you guys know that?
Nothing but net.
He hoisted it. He hit it bottoms. But if you're, I appreciate you writing that down, putting pen to paper about this and Chris Mullen.
This is high-level
basketball.
Yeah.
We're going to get it tomorrow. We're going to get it right after Friday. We're going to get it Sunday. And, Stani, I'm not jinxing. Just imagine when the playoffs roll around.
If they're in it.
Like, I'm drunk off that idea.
Yeah, Mully was on point after the game last night, I thought.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
He got a haircut, Mully.
He gets a haircut every 6 days.
But you don't go for 50, 52. That dude was in.
Steph gets a haircut.
Yeah. No, Mullen stays
fresh.
But
you meant
Mullen. He stays fresh.
I think he's had the same haircut since, what, birth?
Well, he's got a flat top.
No, it's good.
And he keeps it.
He's clean.
Keeps it trim.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joseph in Vallejo. Hey, Joseph, how you doing, my man?
Brian, Stanley. Thank you guys for having me.
Sure.
Stanley, I just want to tell you, you know, you generally don't take to any of my takes, and we can't always be at odds, but I got to tell you, you are the man. You are a box of peanut brittle. You are hard, because this Bay Area fan base sometimes can be so soft. They can't bite nothing hard. They make excuses for everything. Kalina and Fitz, oh, I'm not even going to go there. But I'm thankful that you balance this base. You keep them where they need to be, because they just get caught up, particularly you, Goo.
I knew that was coming.
You just get out there, and Steiny have to bring y'all back down. And I thank you for being that peanut brittle for this group. And people forget, before Jimmy Butler came, Steph was playing kind of bitter.
Nope.
Wow. He said he's not going to be bitter against younger players like the old heads. The mere fact you make a statement like that, that shows that you're bitter against. He said,
ah, got it. Hey.
Wow.
Hey,
don't invite him to the party.
Hey,
he peanut brittle.
When
Steiny.
A guy's on a roll that.
Pro Steiny. Good Lord. I knew I was taking one.
No, that was Vermeil, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Me?
Man. Actually, I have heard the few people have texted this in the latest from the 510. You know, when you're saying, is it the greatest trade of all time with the Warriors, whatever. A lot of people have brought up the Bogut trade.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, it didn't result in a title right away, but
started a dynasty?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can make that point.
925, Steiny, what's your opinion on Carmelo Anthony being a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
There was a stat line
nice
that popped
player.
Up the other night. I think it was the anniversary of
Mello.
He had a 62-point game with zero assists, zero rebounds, zero steals, and zero blocks. That's unbelievable.
My man was a scorer, man. Wow. 62, Steiny, and not one assist.
That's unreal.
Well, you're forgetting that he locked down his man, too. So he couldn't rebound or pass because he was so absorbed defensively with his man.
What do you think our last caller was getting at?
Our last caller was getting at sometimes.
Like, we're all excited
sometimes
today.
On hometown radio.
Oh, stop.
Some find it hard to be totally objective, and it sounds to me like I'm a breath of fresh air
for that
is what
guy,
it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, for that guy. But he's still thinking about the bad Warriors pre-Jimmy. I'm the guy on the station that we got cuts. It's on Steph and Dre. So don't tell me I don't call guys out.
Yeah.
I keep it 50-50.
Right, it was on Steph and Dre,
yeah.
And they couldn't get it done, and so they went and got a Hall of Famer.
So
good for Mike Dunleavy.
Evan, I
that's the guy we should be talking about.
He's the man.
MDJ. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
When am I going to get my victory lap for my astute assessment of how important that game was last night? You guys always want to make fun of me when I mess up or say something wrong. 48 seconds left, Kerr puts Curry and Dre back in the game. And I text Devon like, that's how important this one is.
Yeah, I hope they're not tired now Thursday.
Well, dude,
they lose to the Lakers,
one.
Then you got a question.
That was an important game, and they got through it, man.
It was important. Now you can.
You got a handle.
Now you're ahead of Memphis.
Yeah.
That's what it meant.
You think they're going the other way? You said, but you could see eight in their future.
I don't know, Goo. What do you think?
I think losing to Boston and playing the Warriors in the way that you played them with Jackson in foul trouble and Curry going off, you should be practicing. You shouldn't be embarrassed. I know you've been losing, but damn, that's a good team.
They're not
connected,
buttoned up nearly enough.
Yeah.
And I think, by the way, can I
take your time?
First of all, 888-957-9570 is the number. In case you're just joining us, Warriors 134-125 win over Memphis. Curry with 52 regular season classic. That's what last night was. If you didn't watch that game, go back and watch it.
We tried to.
Start to finish.
It's incredible.
Start to finish. It was the best game of the year. Absolutely, positively the best game of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
No, you are right.
So, what do I want to say? Oh, all right. You want to know why I don't think the Memphis Grizzlies can win it.
Give it to me.
I want to take you through a couple sequences last night that I noticed about the opposing team. It was a play in the first quarter where John Morant drove into the lane.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And threw a pretty tricky pass to concrete hands, Zach Edey.
The worst hands in the business.
All right, so he throws a pass and it was... Should Edey have caught it? Yeah, probably.
Yes. Okay.
But he fumbled it out of bounds, like most 7'4 guys do. And the camera catches Ja Morant, and he's got that rolling of the eyes body language.
This guy.
Absolutely unmistakable. Unmistakable. Like, oh, my guy.
And he ran down looking at the bench with that stank face.
So that happens.
Yeah.
All right. Fast forward to a minute and 11 left in the game after Pods hits the tip-in.
Okay.
Biggest possession for Memphis. They're down 5. Ja Morant drives into the lane.
Beautiful.
Leaves his feet. Has nowhere to go. And you know what he tried to do? Throw a pass to Zach Edey, the same guy he's rolling his eyes at in the first quarter. And he gets it stolen. And Jimmy Butler says, give me that.
Yeah, well, he snapped
give me him. That. And so Ja Morant, with a minute to go, turns the ball over. Okay. And then he does the thing with the gesture.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
And you're losing the game at that.
Come on.
But we've seen Dre and Butler.
Never seen Dre do that.
No, just call out. You know, if they go, you blow an assignment, he shows something.
What does that have to do with what Ja Morant did last night?
That wasn't after that, but I thought the Ja thing happened after they'd made a bucket and they were going the other way.
I mean, I don't.
It was
I
a
don't,
timeout. He was going towards the bench and he did the.
Yeah. So in other words,
the gun
he
play.
Rolls his eyes at his center.
Oh, well, yeah.
He does some stupid gesture that shows everybody how immature he is.
Yeah, he's getting.
And then on the court, the biggest possession of the game, he turns it all over, right. Trying to throw the ball to the same guy that we all know he doesn't trust because he's rolling his eyes at him when the guy turns it over early.
Mm.
You can't. It's tough to win with a guy like that.
That's not a leader.
Let's go to Noel in Fremont. Hey, Noel, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Hey.
Doing great.
Hey, so I just wanted to make a comment on the game yesterday. I always believe that even though we don't have Peyton or Kuminga, that we still have the talent to compete, of course, right? And I think as long as, I know it's basic, but as long as we don't give away the first period and have a third period slow start, I think we can beat any team. And then also just wanted to ask you guys too, because it always gets talked about. Would you trade Kuminga for Klay Thompson one-on-one without any attachments to it? Are you guys open to that if that happens?
I would politely say no. Steiny?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Nolan, thanks for the call. I like you to disconnect before I, you know, say something that didn't cross my mind once. Klay Thompson coming back, but hey, maybe. You never know. What's Klay make? 16?
Well, Kevin Durant said he'd be willing to sign a vet minimum contract to come back to Golden State.
I bet. That's been a nightmare for him since he's left.
The
tough loss last night.
Phoenix?
Yeah.
See what the Bucks did?
Yeah, they beat the Suns.
They couldn't stop Giannis.
See what they shot? He shot like 69% from the field.
Nice.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's see. This from the, where's this one coming from? 650. Steph Curry is something beneath Jesus.
That's my line.
Stop.
That's my line.
He's better than Jesus.
Oh, look, man. That's an old school Saturday afternoon goo.
See Jesus throw in 12 three-pointers.
At 37.
This is one of those. Curry's having a better year than Jesus.
You're going to get struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And I'm going to laugh.
Jesus wouldn't be the one to strike me with lightning because he's Jesus.
Says it like,
he's the presentation of God as a man. If lightning were to strike me, it would be by God. It's the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
And there's a messenger.
The Son was Jesus Christ. He was immortal. So he wouldn't be able to strike me down. God, the Father, who's up there,
I hope no one's listening.
And I'm not really sure what the Holy Spirit's role is and what the capabilities are of the Spirit.
Hey, real quick, what'd you have for dinner? Because the way you describe how Susan brought it to your
pork
dungeon.
Loin. And pork loin and little rice. Not a lot of rice.
Huh? No vegetables.
White or brown rice?
Actually, you know what? It wasn't rice. What was it? It's a really good sauce. Oh, macaroni cheese.
Not rice.
Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese and a little pork loin.
Evan, how do you...
Right in your face. Yep. What are you laughing at?
Because you said rice.
It wasn't rice. It was macaroni and cheese.
That's a far cry from rice.
Let's do this real quick. Evan, what'd you have for dinner last night?
I had chicken, rice, and vegetables.
See? It takes you a minute to remember.
Ask me what I had.
What'd you have?
Benihana's.
Right, because you were thinking about it before I was going to ask.
Well, I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, that's cool.
A little broccoli.
I love broccoli.
Very little broccoli.
A with grated cheese on it. Oh! And hot sauce!
Well, that just dismisses the point of the broccoli.
Little cheese ain't going to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Hey, fun in life.
Some are saying Jesus had no left.
I don't like that material. We start talking about people above.
Look, I'm a firm believer in that if God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit are all they're cracked up to be, then they have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And if they don't, you know what? I don't want to be in their club anyway then.
You've clearly never read the Old Testament.
Oh. No, I would never read the Old Testament.
Why is there a New Testament? Okay. That's what bothers me.
Okay, do you know? Okay.
No, I
That's
get
where
it,
Jesus
but
comes in. Yeah.
Jesus comes in at intermission. He didn't even play the first half.
He's Jimmy Butler. He's the closer.
He was like Steph Curry, that game in Portland.
Be careful,
where they sat him the whole first half, and then they said, now let's go get him in the third quarter.
Like the New Testament, hold on.
So, just FYI.
I know.
The post-Durant era.
Let's get off it.
Mr. Jones in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Atlanta. It's a place I could see myself after I retire. What's up, Mr. Jones? How you doing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Must have been
that
Jesus.
That was him. That was on him. You
Come
don't
on.
Know
that
what
wasn't
it's
on,
like.
That was not on
Seriously,
me.
Seriously, Snyder, you
that
don't.
Was a, that was straight out of Dick Vermeil's playbook.
You don't know what it's like, seriously, to stop your life, your daily life. Yeah. And break off a call to a sports show. Like, I almost got written up for it, but people are doing things that maybe they shouldn't be doing. Where's the bonds? So take it easy on mishaps. That sounded like a mishap.
Fair enough.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. Believe me. I really love the...
We got to check on him. It's Easter, man. Check on old Dick.
Hey, Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock.
Man.
Host on Sirius XM NBA Radio, contributor... at NBA TV. Let me see. I got so much written down. I'll just throw something.
This. Oh, okay.
But real quick.
Yeah. Take
by the
time.
Way,
Dick got, said they load manage Dick Jesus. That's not good, man.
He didn't play on Sunday.
Oh, they load manage. Damn, that's a 10.
By the way, Looney's three-pointer.
That was, corner.
That was the shortest celebrated three-pointer in history. He makes the three-pointer. They do a tight shot on him, and they go back to the other end, and there's already a three falling through by Memphis.
It was
Memphis hit a three about 3 seconds after Looney
That's
hit
incredible.
His.
Can you let mine breathe for a minute? Damn.
Looney a stretch five now?
I mean, the dude used to have an offensive catalog.
I actually think he can make the corner three. I swear to God. Like, when he shot it, I was like, that has no chance. Like, I think Looney's better from out there than the 16, 17 footer. All right, I see Mac, Mike, Dennis, Skinny, Bob. We'll get to y'all on the other side. Golden State Warriors. It is absolutely, positively a feel-good Wednesday.